The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Mark 10:45. The Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. Luke 19, verse 10. And the Son of Man came eating and drinking. Luke 7, verse 34. The first two, Tim Chester says, are statements of purpose. Why did Jesus come? He came to serve. He came to give his life as a ransom. He came to seek and save the lost. The third statement is a statement of method. How did Jesus come? He came eating and drinking. And Luke is not talking about subsistence eating and drinking. Jesus says, the Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. That's in Luke 7. Tim Chester goes on. A glutton, of course, is someone who eats too much, and a drunkard is someone who drinks too much. Jesus, he says, was seriously into eating and drinking, so much so that his enemies accused him of doing it to excess. Jesus spent time eating and drinking, a lot of his time. His mission strategy was a long meal stretching into the evening. He did evangelism and discipleship around a table with some grilled fish, a loaf of bread, and a jug of wine. That was excellent. Yes, Jesus spent time teaching in the synagogue. He spent time engaging with the worshipping community. But it would seem as we read the Gospels that he spent a lot of time going out, a lot of time sharing meals with people, a lot of time having fun, a lot of time hanging out in other people's homes, a lot of time eating and drinking, building friendships with people who might never go near the synagogue or be involved in any of the religious activity that was going on around them. And here's the good news. We believe if Jesus gave himself to doing this, and he's always our kind of gold standard, isn't he, when we consider godly, spiritually mature life, then we should consider doing the same. See, there's a danger, I think, in a Christian life when we equate spiritual maturity with filling our lives with church activity. But we believe that a vital part of church vision is to be giving ourselves to building friendships, to opening our homes, to spending time with people who at the moment are outside our church family. Now, this doesn't negate what we've been looking at the last 2 weeks. We still need to give ourselves and give our time to connecting with God, just as Jesus did. We need to give ourselves to connecting with each other, as Jesus did with his disciples. But mustn't forget this, to be giving ourselves to connecting with others. And one of the ways we can do that is through friendship, building friendship, by extending hospitality, by spending time with people and having fun with them. And of course, in everything that Jesus did, he was listening to hear what the Father was saying to him and prompting him to do. He was prepared and expecting that there would be moments in everything that he did when his Father in heaven might prompt him by the Holy Spirit to speak to a particular person or see an opportunity to show an act of kindness or love to somebody or to encourage someone or to challenge someone or to pray for someone. I would encourage us that we need to develop that same expectation and confidence in God too, that God will do that with us too, and to pray for God to make us alert to those opportunities, just as Jesus would have prayed that his Father would speak to him and prompt him and lead him. Because we have the same Father in heaven as Jesus did, don't we? And we have the same Holy Spirit at work in us as Jesus had, resting on him and anointing him. And we can have an expectation and a confidence as we share our lives with people, as we spend time with people, as we build friendships with people, as we get around the meal table with people, as we go out to walk with people and to chat with people, as we listen to them, as we talk to them, as we find out where they're at in their lives, what their hopes and their dreams and their fears are, that God will prompt us too and equip us too with the right words to speak to someone, a way to demonstrate the love and grace of Christ to someone, a way to serve someone, or to share how Jesus has become the answer to the hopes and dreams in our lives, or the chance to offer to pray for someone. Does that sound daunting? I hope not, because we need to remember that this is never just down to us, is it? That any time when we are wanting to bring Jesus and our community together, who can we count on to be at work in that? Jesus himself. Because any time we look to bring Jesus and our community together, we are stepping into the reality of a kingdom dynamic where God is already at work in people's hearts. And the outcome of that is not down to us. We're just saying, God, we just want to demonstrate the grace and the acceptance and the love and joy of your kingdom, God. And as we do, we're praying and expecting that you're going to be powerfully present in our lives and at work. And we're simply going to try in your empowering to obey your promptings in every conversation and every situation, just as Jesus did. So we believe hospitality and building friendships and taking the time to do that is just as key in connecting with our community as it is with connecting with each other, which we looked at last week. But we need to be intentional in doing this, don't we? This isn't just something that happens. For some of us, it's going to mean, if we're taking this seriously, reordering our diaries a little. For some, we might think, well, actually, I'm not sure if I've got that many friends outside of church. I spend most of my time with folks in church. Perhaps we're going to need to pray about that and do something about that. Some of us maybe even going to have to take up new hobbies this year to connect with different people. But as we do this, we want to be building this sense of faith and expectation that it's not just us involved in this. Jesus is at work as we just seek naturally in our everyday life to be connecting with people. That he's just as powerfully at work through his Holy Spirit when we're at work, with our work colleagues, when we're with our friends, when we're in our homes, just as much as when we're here in church. Because it's the same Spirit, it's the same gifts, it's the same prompting, it's the same power. Day by day, moment by moment, connecting with God and expecting him to work through us as we connect with others. And we're praying that he would take the witness of our lives and open doors for us to share his love and his grace and his gospel. Romans 12:1 says this in the Message. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, your eating, your going to work and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Let's in this next season really make the effort to do that. Really make that a focus. God, I'm going to give you my everyday life, my going to work life, my doing the school run life, my hanging out with my friends life. God, I'm offering it to you as an offering, and I'm expecting and confident that you're going to be involved and at work in that. At work in my friends' and my work co-workers' lives. And I'm just going to be confident that you're going to be prompting me by your Holy Spirit with opportunities to demonstrate and share the love and the grace and the power of God. How else do we want to be connecting with our community as a church? Can I have the next one up, Cameron, please? Thank you. We want to be connecting with our community through the ongoing ministries of the church through Jubilee Family Centre here. It's just been a key part of our vision as a church, at the heart of who we are, that we want to bless and serve our community through Jubilee Family Centre. And we have a number of ministries that we run where we're connecting with different people, different groups in our community. We have the Sycamore Tree group, caring for and supporting those who are suffering with Alzheimer's or similar memory loss problems, and serving and getting alongside their carers and loved ones too. We have the contact center, where we open our premises to provide a safe and friendly and neutral place for children of separated families to spend time with their parents or other family members. We have Jubilee Tots, working with local parents with preschool children to provide a place where they can come and enjoy a fun, relaxed morning together, but also to receive support and advice and help. We got Discovery Coffee and all its associated activities, working with the over 50s. We've got Glue. We've got our 11s to 16s youth work and our older youth work. All these activities we're looking to get alongside and serve different groups in our communities, demonstrating our heart that people are special. They're special and important to God and special and important to us. And seeking God for open doors to share the good news that he's given us to share. One of the key things that we've been thinking about and praying about as an eldership, as we've been thinking about our vision, is what we want the DNA of our vision and our strategy to be. In other words, what do we want to be at the heart of everything that we do and everything that we are? That kind of illustration of a stick of rock, that wherever you break it, you'll see what's running through the middle of it. What do we want to be at the heart of everything that we do and are as Aylsham Community Church? And I haven't got time to talk about these. We'll open up these more in coming weeks. But just briefly, we want grace to be at the heart of everything that we do. That open, welcoming, accepting heart of love to people. We want the gospel to be at the heart of everything that we do. The good news of Jesus declared and demonstrated. We want what we do and are to be great and not just good, that there will be a quality to what we do. And we want growth. We want what we're doing and what we are to be looking to build the church as we serve. And we want all these ministries to develop with these values running right through them as we connect with the community. Lots of the church, lots of you are involved with these ministries that I've just mentioned. And if you're not and you'd like more information about them, please do come and have a word with me or those that you know who head up those ministries. If you want to get involved with them, or if you want to be in a position where you can pray more for them, please do ask. So we want to connect with our community by being a church at two front doors. We want to connect through the Jubilee Family Centre. And I'd like to share one key area where we believe God is calling us to take a big step of faith as we look to connect with our community. In one sense, it's an area which we think seems very obvious, and yet there's also a great amount of prophetic weight behind it also. It's an area where God has been blessing us recently, tremendously actually, and yet an area where there is huge potential for us to grow as a church. I'll put the next one up. And that's in our work with children and families. Our desire and our faith as an eldership is for us to see a children's and family worker released full-time this year to reignite our children's ministry, to build stronger links with and work into our local schools, and to develop new activities and new outreach into our community amongst both children and their families. Why is this? Well, firstly, because we believe it's a vital mission field for us as a church. We don't want to be a church that is growing older and older. It's a vital mission field that we work into this area of children and families. It's a strategic mission field. As we see how God has blessed us, even in recent months, you'll have noticed new families with children coming in amongst us. It's been a wonderful blessing for us to see. And we want to invest where we see God is blessing. It's a strategic mission field. It's a ripe mission field. When we see the potential of the opportunities that we have through local schools, amongst our personal contacts, and with those that we're working through and getting alongside through Jubilee Family Centre, particularly with things like TOTS and the Contact Centre. And it's a potentially growing mission field as well. When you look at the plans for the proposals for the development of new homes and new housing in Aylsham. It's an amazing mission field that we have. Mike Betts, when he came and spoke to us last year, he brought a prophetic word about a climbing plant. I wonder if you remember it. And he talked about this climbing plant, and he said there is great strength and life there. But he described it as being like in a kind of a winter season, where there's great strength and great life, but actually no new growth. It's just kind of in a holding position. But then he saw kind of prophetically moving from a winter season into a spring season, a season of new growth. And he felt particularly that God put this on his heart, that growth would come from where we have got to. Okay, that sounds a very kind of obvious thing in one way, but he felt particularly about this. Growth would come from where we got to, not necessarily in new areas, although there may be some, but actually an encouragement to build afresh into work that we're already doing, but with the confidence of seeing new growth and new offshoots. And we believe that seeing a full-time children's and family worker released is a key way that God is leading us to fulfill this picture. Now, this will be a big step of faith for us as a church. Be a big step of faith financially, but as an eldership, we're really in faith for this. Back in September, if you remember, in our week of prayer, we were looking particularly through that week of prayer at a passage from 2 Kings 3, where God instructs the army of Judah to dig a drought-ridden valley full of ditches. And then God miraculously moves without sending rain. He miraculously moves to fill those ditches with water, in the process both saving the army and winning an outrageous victory over their enemies. And during that week of prayer, we were responding in faith in prayer to God's challenge that if we want to see the land filled with water, then we need to dig some ditches. We need to do what we can do so that God can do what only God can do. And we were asking ourselves during that week as we prayed, what ditches is God calling us to dig by faith? We really believe this is a ditch that God is calling us to dig together, a ditch of faith. Faith for growth, faith for finances to see it happen, that God might pour out his saving power and grace amongst us, that rain that we were singing about in the last song. So we are in faith for us as a church to see God provide the right person for this role and the finances to see the ministry released. So I would ask you, please join us in seeking God for this. Another key area, just a couple more, that we want to be connecting with our community as a church. Can I have the next one up, Cameron? Thank you. Is in our ministry to the poor and those in need and the disadvantaged. It's a key part of our vision and our heart as a church. It's already being expressed through different things, through the work of CAP with Angie and David and John and Donna and others that support that ministry, helping those who are struggling with debt in different ways. It's expressed through our support of Good News Church in Niš in Serbia and the work that they're doing amongst the poor and the disadvantaged there. It's expressed in the support of different individuals and families by the church. But we're asking again, and we're seeking God, and I would ask you to do the same individually and in your growth groups. What will it look like for us in this new season at Aylsham Community Church to be ministering to the poor and needy? What are the needs in Aylsham and in our surrounding communities, and how does God want us to respond in this coming season? Again, God has spoken to us prophetically in recent months about getting ready to receive an influx of waifs and strays, those who are in need, those who are disadvantaged, the vulnerable and the hurting that God is going to bring to us. We need to be ready to respond to that. We feel this is a key area of connecting with our community. Have the next one up. We want to put on some strategic, great quality evangelistic events. Not loads. We don't want to do loads, but the ones that we do, we want to do really well. The first one of those we've got in a couple of months when we have Philippa Hannah with us at the beginning of March to do a concert. I cannot oversell how great this event is going to be. just an evening of quality music, but very clear and natural sharing of faith through that music. Can I encourage you, get that date in your diary, the 8th of March. Can you buy tickets? Buy a ticket for yourself, buy a ticket for a friend, pray for them, give that ticket to them, invite them along. It's going to be a great time. Can I have the next one, please, Cameron? Last one. How do we want to connect with our communities? Well, I've done a picture of Aylsham here, but we're very, 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 very conscious that we want to keep connecting with our village communities too. Again, it's been a key part of our vision historically, and we don't believe for a moment that we've seen it fulfilled yet. We have a few of our growth groups already that are kind of village-based, and we are continuing to pray that in time we might have groups in every village in our surrounding communities, praying for those communities, having an impact into those communities. During the summer, we are looking to take some of our Sunday evening revival prayer meetings out to some of our villages. Some of you will remember a couple of summers ago, we did it over in Corpus Christi. We hired the village hall, and we took some musicians out, and a whole group of us went out there to just worship and to pray for the community and just put a bit of a kind of spiritual stake in the ground for that village. We want to do that this summer in some of our communities and our villages. So we'll let you know more about that as we get dates booked in. We believe we're in a season of revival. It's what we're seeking God for, and it's what we're wanting to dig ditches for, to be a church connecting with our community, throwing open the door to God's kingdom, taking out his presence into the community, taking out his grace into the community, taking out his power as we go into the community. And the expectation of God being at work through the power of his Holy Spirit to see people saved and added and becoming disciples of Christ, and that our communities would be blessed through us so that many are caught up in this adventure of the gospel. We want to see it by being a church of two front doors. Actually, we've got a front door here. But we've got front doors all over the place. We want to see it through the work and the ministries of Jubilee Family Centre. We want to see it by seeing a children's and family worker released to minister to those groups, to continuing to minister to the poor and needy, to put on key events, and with a heart to seek God for our villages. So what's our motivation? Gosh, it must not come from a sense of duty or feeling pressurized that we've got to do this. There will be no joy or fruit in that. And yes, we're soberly aware that people outside the grace of God are facing a lost eternity without Christ, but even that is a joyless, dry, legalistic motivation for being connected with the community. We need to be full of the joy and the peace of knowing our Heavenly Father's love and grace and acceptance, so that his love is what compels us, that it overflows from us and builds our faith to believe that there is nothing that is impossible for our God, to see others entering into this transforming, life-giving grace that we enjoy and celebrate together too. We want to be a church that is connecting with God, connecting with each other, and connecting with our communities. I wonder if we could finish just by praying together for a couple of moments. I know we've already done this for a while this morning, but I'd just like us to respond together and just pray. And if you're comfortable to do that, just to pray with one or two people that are around you. Let's just pray for one another, that we would have this fresh sense of expectation and confidence in our God, that as we go out into our communities in our day-by-day, moment-by-moment life, that God goes with us in grace and in power, goes with us, leading us, prompting us, that every day is a new day. It's a day that God has made. It's a day for us to enjoy, but it's a day when he has prepared in advance good works for us to do, people to get alongside, acts of kindness and love to demonstrate, words of grace and encouragement and challenge to give, opportunities to pray for people, opportunities to share the good news that is bubbling in our hearts. So can I encourage us? Let's just pray for a couple of moments. Let's pray for God's anointing and empowering to be upon us, to be his witnesses as we take his grace and power into our communities. Maybe there's something from that list that really just kind of stirs your heart. Can I encourage you, just in ones or twos or threes? They're not ones. Well, you can do it in ones if you want. Twos or threes probably be easier. To pray into one of those things. Maybe you're just kind of stirred and excited about that possibility of a children's and family worker to be released into new ministry. Maybe it's a ministry of Jubilee Family Centre that you just want to pray for and pray God's anointing upon. Maybe it's one of those other things, okay? But let's just take a couple of moments to do that, and then I'll wrap up this morning and just pray God's blessing on us. Let's pray his anointing and blessing on us as we connect with our communities. Okay, let's do that. Go, let's have a buzz of prayer going. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and your life and the grace of Jesus that fills our hearts and lives to overflowing. Thank you for the outworking of that in being family together, in being a grace-filled community and all that means. Lord God, our heart's desire is that we would take that out into the community, that people would see and hear that there is good news and it's to be found in Jesus, that there is life-transforming power and it's to be found in Jesus, that there is grace and a second chance and it's to be found in Jesus, that there is hope for the future and healing for the past, and it's to be found in Jesus. Lord, we pray, would you bless us and equip us and anoint us to connect with our communities, with our friends, through the ministry of this church. Lord, as we look to see new ministry released, Lord, we're looking to you and we're confident in you as the God who equips and the God who resources and the God who leads and the God who prompts and the God who is at work. Lord, for your kingdom, for your glory, for your renown, Lord, that your church would be built and added to and glorious, would you send the rain as we dig ditches? We pray, would you send the water to fill them up? We ask in your name. Amen.